In central Virginia, permanent access to land is one of the biggest barriers to farming. A new land trust model aims to secure both rural farmlands for affordable housing and agricultural practice for new farmers, while also acquiring land in urban centers to foster economic growth. With support from the nonprofit Agrarian Trust and the Maggie Walker Community Land Trust in Richmond, the Central Virginia Agrarian Commons will focus on redistributing access to land to communities of color who've been historically denied landowning opportunities. Richmond activist Duran Chavis is a founding board member of the Central Virginia Agrarian Commons. He says this model can begin to address racial inequity in the state.
Who has the decision-making power over land? Black and brown people are usually on the wrong side of that disparity. For organizations to step in and say, hey, we're going to raise money to ensure that communities that have been historically marginalized are able to activate strategies for self-determination on land is very important.
Davis says the Commons is in the process of acquiring about 100 acres of land being donated in Amelia County that will serve as the rural farming operation of the Commons. The organization also launched its website this month and is working on fundraising for the rezoning process to turn the land into a working farm. The Commons also is working on acquiring land and commercial property in Richmond to distribute the agricultural products produced on the rural farmland. Chavis says people in Richmond aspire to farm, but face challenges such as soil health from contaminants. He says the Commons could change that.
It has the potential to create inroads for marginalized communities where they can not only grow, but they'll also have access to commercial property, where they'll be able to move into a space where the scale of produce that could be developed in the rural area can be brought into the city.
Other agrarian commons farms have already been established throughout the country, including in West Virginia, Maine, and New Hampshire. I'm Emily Scott with Virginia News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.